Hello.
And welcome to another edition of Car Talk.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun.
No, you're going to have to make up a hook for that.
Yeah, I'll definitely have to have a
hook man.
Car Talk. I am Eugene.
Jody. I'm Jody.
And we are Nam Yoga Miami. Yes, we are. And today, our topic or our discussion will revolve around the work. Now, what is the work? What does that mean? You know, we do yoga. You know, we meditate and all those great things. And there is a world around us that is moving. And we sometimes get trapped in that world. And we like to think of ourselves as spiritual. I mean, personally, I feel that term's kind of funny because since we're all spirit, I mean, can it help us be spiritual? However, to recognize it, to do a practice, to guide people through that practice is important as a teacher. How we conduct ourselves, though, the practice that we do for ourselves is also important, I think, you know. I'm not going to go into any names or specific circumstances. I just find it very interesting how yogis, yoginis that are doing the work, that have been practicing yoga for however many amount of years they've been doing it, still seem to have issues. Is that normal?
Everybody has issues. You mean specific issues that you notice with regards to my yoga's better than yours. Or like, you know, like that. But it doesn't necessarily have to be like that, but it's sort of like that. But there's also like my religion is better than yours.
Yeah.
My spiritual practice is better than yours.
Yeah.
What we're all, you know, like it's those issues that we notice come up in the way of just observing situations where it's like, you know, yoga, unity, inclusiveness, and yet there's still like even it's underlying because it's even though it's like really like, okay, just practice this and this heart opening will happen or whatever, but then, you know, when if you're talking about doing another class or maybe your own guru or whatever it may be, you're offering the classes that you're offering, whatever, there's some kind of like resistance or sometimes like a, I don't even know what the word is.
Hmm.
What do you think? It's like a...
What would it be? I'll tell you what I think it is. Personally, I think it's lack consciousness. I don't know. Like, there's not enough people. There's not enough students in the world supporting my practice. Or, you know what I mean? There's not enough. And because there's not enough, I have to make sure that only my practice or only my style is the prominent one, and I'm not going to recommend somebody else something else. I don't really know how to put it. It just kind of feels that way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It kind of comes off that way to me.
Yeah, and then the other side of it is it could be misconstrued energy in the way of, which I understand is like, you really love your practice.
That's
you
right.
really love your type of yoga.
That's
you
right.
really love your guru. You really love, you know, the divine wisdom that comes with your practice, and you really want people to do it. That's
right.
how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
However, I'm not going to say, don't go do Ashtanga, or don't go do Budokan,
right.
or, you know, whatever else. Go try everything, and yes, you are going to resonate with something, most likely, something you resonate with a little stronger.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, that I think is totally fine. It's like promoting your own, like the style that you love to somebody who may have never tried it and you think it could be better. But that's something different than saying like, you know, or promoting it in a way that if you don't do it, you're crap or you know, like, or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
My style's better than yours.
Yeah, I mean, you know, on our website, we're planning to post a lot of links to different, our friends and their different styles. Budokan,
Kundalini,
you know, which is an awesome style. Probably like a hatha or vinyasa flow.
Yeah.
Because all of those styles, we take from time
Skanda,
to time.
Skanda, I love.
Skanda's really good. I'm not against any other styles, you know. Of course, I have a deep resonation with Nam yoga, you know. And I do think that it's an excellent practice. But I know everything is based off the evolution of the individual, you know. And with that, I have to honor that. Also as a practical Kabbalist, so I have to see where people are and allow them to make their own decisions and choices.
And encourage other yogis to to promote their own practices as well.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm not going to hate on somebody for promoting their Ashtanga class or,
yeah.
or promoting, you know, something that they're doing in the community just because it's not the yoga that I'm doing. I'm probably
right.
going to go
yeah,
to it,
I'm
you know? Like,
check it out, exactly.
Like, that's the feeling it is. It's like when somebody else is promoting something that they are doing or loving or whatever, it's like kind of like, well, you know, what about mine? Or, you know,
yeah.
something like that. It's sometimes that kind of feeling behind it.
And I think that just kind of echoes the state of consciousness that we're at. Even if you are in the health and wellness industry, the spirituality industry, you can still exhibit traits that show you still need development, that show that there's still the world in your practice. You know, there's nothing wrong with the world, however, we're here to transcend the world, in my opinion.
We
transcend
are spirit
the boundaries
trapped
of the
in matter.
Straight up, spirit trapped in matter. Here to spiritualize matter, to
mm-hmm.
bring life to matter, to bring life, love, and light to this world. Not bring the world to it. You know what I'm saying? It's not the opposite. You know what I mean? So I'm not going to enlighten my ego. I'm going to bring light to the ego. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say, I'm an ego and I'm enlightened. No, I am the light. You know, period. However, I work through my ego
mm-hmm.
in this world
mm-hmm.
so that the differentiation... the differentiation, or you want to call it, I can make up a word if I want to, but you know what I'm saying, that they're, because we're all different facets of the diamond, but yet we're still one whole gem. That's all I'm saying. That helps have contrast, and that contrast in itself helps me grow.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with yoga styles. Your contrast, my ability to say, you know what, there is enough. There is always enough. So here, please, email my people. Let them know about what you're doing. You know what I mean? Literally, straight up and down. Like,
here's my list.
You know what I mean? Here it is. I'm open. I'm willing. I stand for prosperity and abundance. If I say no, then what am I standing for?
Mm-hmm.
If I resist, then what am I saying to the universe? What am I saying to that fellow yogi? What am I saying to my students? Can I sit in front of my students and talk about, oh, you have to get out of your mind and into the eternal flow of your chakras. Your give me a break. Literally. So I think this is about being integrity with myself, with my practice, with my peers, and then allowing it to project itself out, you know, within and without. That's all I'm saying. And if you understand it, fine. If not, please write a comment. You know, if I'm going all over the place, you know, Jody's, you know, she's just precise. So, you know, I just feel like, you know, give me a break. I mean, straight up. I mean, I'm just being Eugene-ious,
no,
you
that's,
know.
That's
but
fine.
Let us know how you feel, because I mean, you know, I'm not saying I'm perfect. I know I'm here to do the work, in quotations. So I'm not pointing any fingers, passing any judgments. This is really about myself. The times that I do miss my morning sadhana, you know, and having to go through the okay, look, it's okay. You know what I mean? Like I can still look myself in the mirror. I can still go teach. Just getting back on the horse, knowing that, you know, it's a fine line. However, it's a constant improvement. It's a constant evolution.
But acknowledging that we're all still doing the work.
That's
because
right.
the situations come up and the stuff happens. We react in whatever kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just not, I think the other part that you were saying before, maybe not this time, but maybe it was last night or whatever, it's like not pretending that you're already done the work. Like,
oh, yeah,
this
yeah.
happens a lot in spirituality, and it's like we don't want to admit that we're not already there yet, or that we're not already where we think we should be at.
Yeah.
So when something comes up and we act in a certain way or fire off a, you know, a reaction or whatever, and then think about it later, it's like, uh-oh, you know, that I should be more spiritual than that.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's okay. We're all doing work, but just admit we're all doing the work.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm not there yet. I'm working on it. I am bringing as much light in as possible. I'm opening my heart as much as possible. I love how you always say, like, you know, oh yeah, I've been to Egypt. I've been to India. I've been here and here. Are you more loving? Like,
yeah.
that is the question. You know,
yeah.
you've been into training with this person and that person and done these workshops and whatever. That's great. Are you more loving? That is the question. That is the question I ask myself.
Mm-hmm.
That is the question Eugene asked himself.
Yeah.
I know, you know, when stuff goes on and, you know, it's not the reaction that I would have ideally hoped for in myself, I realize, can I change, can I be loving right now? Mm. Can I be loving? First to myself, forgive myself for whatever that reaction was, and then now out to the person or the situation or whatever it was that happened, you know, that's the question. Can I be more loving?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
It's okay. It's okay to feel like, you know, still the remnants of competition or lack consciousness or whatever it is, but it's on its way out. That is tired.
It's really
lack consciousness and competition and all that kind of stuff is tired.
People are tired.
That's how I feel.
You know, I mean,
it's too hard.
It is. It's you
draining.
So much energy that you could use for creativeness.
Yeah.
For creativity. Because I feel like that's why we're here, to create. To love and create. To be creative. And all this practice does for me is allow me to be more creative on so many more levels. And I think that's what any practice does. It frees up energy that we can use for something that creates. So I think that's powerful. We are on our way out. We are definitely grateful to have you guys listening. We really would love your comments, whether they be audio, video, written, script, send us a kite,
email, whatever.
Email, smoke signal.
Smoke signal.
It's getting hot in this car.
We gotta
it's
getting
get out. Hot in here. Clothes coming off. We are out of here. So with that, I will say love,
peace,
and light.
Satnam.
Satnam.